USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy. Earlier, the president at a roundtable event talking about the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Why is a parent running up into an area where they know the tear gas is forming and it's going to be formed, and they're running up with a child?
In other news, a big bounce back on Wall Street as Cyber Monday shoppers look for bargains online and take advantage of deep discounts and free shipping, which sends retail stocks soaring. Amazon, for example, up 5.3%, the Dow gaining 354 points, the NASDAQ up 142, and the S&P 500 up 40 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hey, this is Jack from Pennsylvania, and I've been using Calitrin. In 2003, I was in a bad automobile accident. I had herniated discs, pinched nerves in my neck. I had got acute degenerative disc disease. I've got arthritis in my back and arms, and the Calitrin has definitely helped. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week, and my other doctors quite often. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
So I got the Calitrin, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful.
See? Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com. And while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Insight on the ground on Mars?
It's a story that's literally out of this world. After 6 months, NASA's Insight spacecraft lands on the red planet, Mars. Scott Harris, planetary geologist at the Fernback Science Center in Atlanta, Georgia.
Every bit of information that we get is exciting.
Scott and I watching the landing together on a live feed from Mission Control.
We're watching here, and obviously the flight teams, engineers, and scientists are extremely excited.
So what are we going to learn from all this?
There's no evidence of anything living at the surface of Mars today, and in fact, it would be very difficult because the conditions are hostile to life there. But we're always trying to understand the history of Mars, primarily to understand, could there have been life there in the past? That's one of the key things that everyone studying Mars, whether it's looking at the core of the mantle or looking at the rocks on the surface, looking at the history of water there, everyone is always trying to figure out that question, could there have been the conditions for life in the past?
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
He's back. Jerry Springer will preside over a brand new TV show. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports from Washington, D.C.
Jerry Springer will be Judge Jerry, where he'll hear testimony and render verdicts before a studio audience. NBC Universal Television Distribution announcing the half-hour court program on Monday that will debut in national syndication in the fall of next year. The 74-year-old Springer is best known for the Jerry Springer Show, in which guests loudly and often violently dole out their own brand of justice over 27 seasons. Springer began his career as a lawyer in Cincinnati. The show Judge Jerry will be recorded in Connecticut.
In medical news, the first and second genetically altered baby has been born. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
A Chinese researcher claims to have produced the world's first genetically edited babies, twin girls. With an explanation, here's researcher Dr. David Eggers.
This is wild. This is an enormous step. And what the doctor did was he took sperm out of a man and put it together with an egg. This is in vitro fertilization. And then when they made an embryo, he put in this thing called CRISPR that's able to surgical precision change one of the 3 billion letters of the DNA code. And he changed the code for the HIV receptor.
The twins were named Lulu and Nana. More than 100 scientists have signed a petition calling for greater oversight on these experiments. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.